All right. Item three has been removed from our agenda. Moving on, I'm going to take things slightly out of order here this morning, and I think it's going to move for both efficiency and to make a little bit of sense. I'd like to start moving down to item number six, which is our Russian River Watershed Association Resolution R1-2011-0094. I believe we do have some elected officials here today that are interested in hearing this, so I'd like to move forward with item six.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to introduce Mr. Jake McKenzie from Roanoke Park and the Executive Director for the Russian River Watershed Association, Virginia Porter, who will give you an update today on their work plan and then share with us some pretty hilarious videos that some students did as public service announcements.
And we hope that you will find them equally hilarious and educational, of course. Good morning. I guess I'm the token elected official in front of you. Jake McKenzie, Vice Mayor of the City of Roanoke Park, and Chair of the Russian River Watershed Association. I've also taken over this year as Chair of the North Coast Integrated Regional Water Management Planning effort, succeeding Supervisor Jimmy Smith from Humboldt County, who is now my Vice Chair. And I wanted to just give you a couple of quick updates on what's happening with the North Coast IRWMP, but I promise that they will be brief but informational. Executive Director Porter and I are pleased to have this opportunity this morning to appear in front of you, Mr. Chair, and fellow board members. We've been in front of you before. Last year, it was back in April, so that's over 15 months ago. We have been active under the direction of the board. Executive Director Porter has been making our organization more localized. Andy Rogers is now providing technical assistance. What's the name of his?
Econ.
A Sonoma County-based group, and so with Executive Director Porter from Sebastopol, we have made a transition in the management of the program. We have had a very successful launch of the Russian River Friendly Landscape Guidelines last November, and we'd like to thank Vice Chair Noren's involvement in that event, and as he knows, over 100 landscape professionals were in attendance. I think that putting out these guidelines is extremely helpful for the cause to which you are dedicated of water quality. I would just add a footnote that when I was at Russian River Fest earlier on this month, I did have a conversation with the Russian River Keeper, Don McInhill, and I'll just put this out as something for later discussion possibly, and I'm sorry, I should have called you to warn you that I was going to use the E word, enforcement. This is a friendly warning. But anyway, I said to McInhill, I said, you know, you gave a speech at the Russian River Water Fest, and you were referring in less than complimentary terms to some of the cities with which you have contact. And, of course, being a parochial sort of guy, when he said Roanoke Park, it got my attention. And so I wanted to find out what was bothering him. And the landscape contractors operating in our cities, according to the Russian River Waterkeeper and staff, are not paying attention to the guidelines, and that, in fact, there are documented instances from their point of view of practices which would lead directly to contamination of stormwater. The improper use of leaf-blowing equipment, herbicide applications, which and insecticide applications, which are not are not timed properly with the operation of irrigation systems, so that you might get synthetic pyrethroid being applied within 12 hours of the automatic sprinkler system going on in a commercial situation. It's a question that used to concern me back in my day as an EPA regulator. As your two senior staff here well know, I had a career in pesticide regulation and EPA for 30 years, and this has always been something that we never could properly get our hands on. The trying to take enforcement action by individuals in a suburban or urban setting, the track record in enforcement is not great. And so I apologize for this diversion, but it's been on my mind, and so I bring it up, and I'd like to come back to it as staff and yourselves might see fit. But it could, just as the previous public speaker said, in these times of scarce resources in municipalities, do we have code enforcement officers and people like that who, you know, have the time, or do we have the resources to actually operate this type of program? We also have had coordination with your state board on information relating to the infamous Phase 2 stormwater permitting process, already referred to this morning. We hosted a regional meeting. We've had regular information meetings, and we have formally commented after consultation with your staff on the Phase 2 permits. And again, an editorial comment, there's no question that resources are going to be an important issue once these Phase 2 permits are finalized. Let me also say that on the Phase 1 area, the Low Impact Development Technical Design Manual has been developed, particularly work with the City of Santa Rosa, and we've been involved in that, and we continue our ongoing projects, monthly environmental columns, safe medicine disposal, cleanup sponsorships, and regular contact with your staff. We just very recently had one of our regular meetings with Executive Director Coleman, and we find these extremely valuable, and we're also looking forward to her speaking to our whole board at our December meeting. Let me quickly say that on the North Coast IRWIMP program, under Proposition 84, we have a $1 million grant award to continue to support our planning process and develop the next phase of our North Coast plan, which was ranked, I believe, number two in the state when we came out with our original plan. We have been very successful in applying for Prop 84 implementation grants. We have just been awarded $8.2 million for the North Coast, 100% of our grant request, and it's going to fund 19 high-priority implementation projects. On a process front, I told you of the change of leadership, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity to chair the North Coast IRWIMP. We met back in July in Weaverville. We are now going on a quarterly schedule. This will be a regular schedule starting in January 19th. We will be in Ukiah. On April 19th, we will be in Wairika. You may find some of these places' names familiar to you. On July 19th, we will be in Weaverville, and on October the 18th next year, we will be in Eureka, and it's our hope to, by having regularly scheduled quarterly meetings that we can get on people's calendars and people who are interested will be able to attend. We do have now formally, and I believe the first integrated group in the state to have tribal representation, three formally appointed tribal reps representing northern, central, and southern regional tribes, and these names are available on request, and we also have in our technical policy panel formal tribal representatives. So we now have integrated into our process not only appointees of the boards of supervisors in our seven counties, but we now have formal tribal reps as part of our process. We're evaluating our process award mechanism, how we evaluate points. We have a ad hoc committee of supervisors and technical staff who are going to be looking at how we have done this. There have been questions raised as to the way in which we went about this process, so we're conducting a full review of that. We have a $500,000 grant to build capacity and technical assistance to small water and wastewater service providers in economically disadvantaged communities in our North Coast region, the same as yours. And you're well aware that we have many of these communities. And finally, we've authorized staff to prepare an application on behalf of the North Coast IRWIMP for the Strategic Growth Council Sustainable Communities Planning Grant. And we expect that solicitation will be released shortly. West Coast Watershed still provides our support here through the Sonoma County Water Agency on the planning and process parts of our operation, and Humboldt County's staff under Kirk Girard provides administrative and the implementation of contracts, and the award of contracts and the oversight of contracts is done out of Humboldt County. So we have both Humboldt and Sonoma County supporting us, and I think I've exhausted all of my materials and hopefully not exhausted your patience. So thank you very much for that. And now it's Virginia's turn. I hope I haven't stolen all of her thunder.
Thank you, Jake. I just want to very briefly let the board know that in our current work plan, we have some, I think, exciting projects. Every year we adopt a work plan, and it's driven by individual projects. So one of the most visible ones that you'll see is that hopefully by the end of 2012, throughout the Russian River watershed, there'll be creek crossing signage. So in communities that don't currently have creek crossing signage, where we did a bulk purchase of signs with creek names, and so these will be on the street, much like you currently see in Santa Rosa and Roanoke Park. So all the way from Ukiah to Cotati, every member agency opted to participate. So we're really excited, and we're using the that sort of bright motif that has been used in Santa Rosa. So we're,
except in Roanoke Park, you'll just see we signs like street signs, because we opted out of buying the fancier signs, but nonetheless, we did put our signs.
Okay, and then something that we're all really looking forward to, we're updating our website just to grab the current technologies, but one of the best resources is where we have a watershed interactive map that we have developed. This will go live in January 2012. And our board is currently making decisions about the high priority data layers. But for example, we plan to have the creeks, we plan to have our safe medicine disposal drop-off sites. We're hoping to potentially have access points, trash disposal sites on the river, bathrooms on the river, those kinds of things. So, and we hope that over the years, our board will make decisions to just increase the complexity of information that's available on this interactive map. So that's an exciting change for us.
Safe disposal just brought to my mind the fact that we have some new participants, and particularly pleased that the Kaiser system is now participating with us in Oliver's Markets. While we've had some corporate sort of pullback and some of the large organizations, I'm particularly delighted that Kaiser and Oliver's.
Right. We have such support from the independents, too. The independent pharmacies are holding our program together in a big way, so it is exciting to see Kaiser come on board. So on a more specific note to your work, we're a collaborative stakeholder in the process, the TMDL process, so for the Laguna. We're working closely with your staff on that. And then we have ongoing programs that include monthly environmental columns, annual video contests, which you're going to hear more about in just a minute. And we are continuing to sort of build the effect of the Russian River-friendly landscaping principles, which each year in our work plan we have tasks related to that. So we work closely with your staff, closely with you in making that work plan meaningful to our watershed. I just want to mention something about the video contest, and that is that it's very closely supported and sponsored by Sonoma County Water Agency together with the Russian River Watershed Association. So it reaches our entire watershed, but then also goes into Petaluma and Novato, which are part of the Sonoma County Water Agency's service area. So it reaches every high school, and all the students are invited to participate. We're finding that some of the programs have are more equipped to develop actual video clips. We have a theme each year, and so the students are given the theme and some information about the problem, and then they just go wild and create videos. So that's something we've been doing for probably as long as we've been around, really. We've been doing the video contest, so it's one of the more exciting and effective programs we have. These become public service announcements. We use them on the website. They're all on YouTube, so it's really a total feel-good project. Sure. So what we have here is the greatest hits, if you will, from the last several years.
He's oil, he's grease. We're bad and we're nasty and we'll give you no peace. If saving all the animals is what you wish, don't let us in the streams, we're gonna kill all the fish. Dude, dump us in the water is just insane. From the pan to the can, keep it out of the drain. If you wanna help the earth to keep clean, clear water, and still have some for your son and your daughter, then start right now. Do it like you ought to in nature's game. We're in the fourth quarter. Be smart, be cool, not a fool. Use your brain. From the pan to the can, keep it out of the drain. If you do it like I tell you, we'll be right as rain. From the pan to the can, keep it out of the drain. To the can, keep it out of the drain.
That's good.
Litter thrown on the ground can end up in our storm drains, ditches, and streams. 40% of America's rivers are too polluted for fishing, swimming, or even aquatic life. 1.2 trillion gallons of untreated sewage, stormwater, and industrial waste are discharged into U.S. waters annually. Water from rain, storm drains, and ditches flows directly to streams and bays with little or no treatment. Pollution in the watershed is one of the main factors contributing to early animal death. If they can't live with it, how can we? For more information, visit www.sonomacountywater.org.
Hey! Get your crack out of my creek, man!
But I gotta do my business.
Not here you won't.
Why?
Why? Man, I'll tell you why. My name's Steva, and I'll tell you in the strap of what goes down when you don't pick up your crap. They got some nasty worms that'll eat up your meal. They spread around to other brothers with a greedy zeal. But when they reach the waters, it's just as worse. Making algae blooming faster than a curse. They block the sunlight, stealing water's O2.
Oh my!
Now our plants and fishing brothers will die.
Oh my!
Does anybody have a plastic bag? Thank you.
Don't be a fool. Pick up your poo.
That's good, man. Yeah, that's high school. That's good.
Would like to thank you for indulging us this morning. I like to think that the Rancho Cotati one from Roanoke Park happened to be the best, but I'm totally biased, Mr. Chair, and it's a real pleasure to be back in front of you, and we look forward to another opportunity as the years go by.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair,
board members. Yes.
You know, I just want to say thank you. I was very happy to speak at the landscape the rollout of the landscape friendly guidelines. I think that they're very, very good, by the way. I said it that day that we'd basically deputized the tenders of our community and of our urban landscape. And I think that outreach is just so key. And it's very good that I think you as a group has come together and put this type of very high quality information out. As I told you, Virginia, in the lobby out here, you know, I continue to pass that manual on to some landscape friends of mine, and they are impressed by the high quality of it. So I very much appreciate you guys doing that, and I was happy to participate in the rollout of that. So thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Do we have outside a copy of the resolution available for folks, or has it been included in available stuff? Great. Thanks. I have any other board member comments on that? I've got two speaker cards. Start with Kate Wilson, please.
Hi, my name's Kate Wilson. I work for Russian River Keeper, and Jake mentioned a conversation he had with Don, and these are prepared statements. Don wasn't able to come today, and it's just about the leaf blowers and the pesticides that he mentioned. So we appreciate the efforts of the Russian River Watershed Association and the landscape professionals in our area working on this Russian River Friendly Guide. The seven principles in the guide are certainly great steps for the landscape industry and homeowners to become better stewards of our watershed. Minimizing chemical and nutrient use, reducing water-demanding plant species, and calling attention to the problem of stormwater and the use of native plants to increase habitat are all very good messages to be spreading around our community, and the association deserves credit. As we all know, the association members, all being stormwater permittees, do not generate the bulk of stormwater pollution. Businesses and people in our community do, such as professionals and individuals performing landscaping. This guide should help educate the well-meaning members of our community who want to protect our watershed. However, we would like to bring to the board and association's attention the fact that we regularly see landscaping activities result in creating stormwater pollution in the form of leaf blowers. For the last 4 months, Riverkeeper staff have been observing and documenting the use of leaf blowers in landscaping, from large professional firms to one guy, a mower, and a truck, to local residents. What we have seen is that daily yard waste in quantities large and small is blown and occasionally swept into the streets, sidewalks, and other impervious areas where it can only go towards our river once it gets into the stormwater systems. In areas that have street cleaning, the problem is somewhat lessened, but leaf blowers, especially among urban creeks, blow all or at least a bit of yard waste from many sites into every city every day. At churches, schools, businesses, and homes, we see it daily. Whether it's leaves, grass, dirt, trash, or whatever, it would appear to violate local municipal stormwater ordinances. One other issue that we brought to the board's staff's attention is the use of herbicides and pesticides during rain or within 3 to 4 days of rain. Last winter, we observed on several occasions staff from two of the larger landscape firms applying herbicides along the curb in a business park in Santa Rosa. This spraying occurred for block upon block, and it had rained 2 days prior and was expected to rain within less than 2 days. It's hard to think of a better recipe for sending a fair portion of herbicides into our local creeks and the river. While we are educating the community and industry, we must also remind them that there are consequences to not doing the right thing by the river and apply them where warranted. We often say education without enforcement is naive, as enforcement without education is heavy-handed. So we hope to work with the board staff and the association members and our community to educate as well as document problems so that we may address them and keep our river that much healthier. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Edelman.
Hi, Brenda Edelman, Russian River Watershed Protection Committee. I just wanted to say that I do attend most of the meetings of the association, and I think that they're doing a very fine job. I'm not an expert on landscaping rules, but I showed it to a friend of mine who is and received glowing commentaries from this person. And I had a good feeling about it, even though I'm not an expert. It looked like it was very thorough and very well done, very professional. But I want to say that in all the times that I was here talking to you about my concerns about incidental runoff and the allowance of, in terms of the wastewater irrigation aspect, I think it dovetails with the concerns being mentioned by Riverkeeper. And my concern all along was that while you have some excellent policies and regulations around this issue, nevertheless, the issue of enforcement, you know, and this is going to come up again in other items you'll be considering later, and that is without adequate enforcement, none of this really means much because people are going to do what they're going to do. And they really aren't going to take you seriously unless there's more enforcement and they know there's enforcement. It's when they get that big fine and have to come before this board or before staff, that's when they start taking these rules seriously. And I know it's really hard for the state right now, but even if there was some way of spot checking occasionally and doing it that way so you don't need a lot of manpower, there really is a need. I just want to emphasize that. Anyway, I appreciate the good work of the association. And one last thing I forgot to mention earlier, we do have a new website, and the address is in the brochure, and we have all kinds of information, including the petition on our lawsuit, if you should want more information about what we've been up to. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brenda. And even maybe with the lack of enforcement, I'd say the board is encouraged by these seven principles, at least getting education and outreach out to people so they're thinking in the right direction. So thank you for that. So we have a resolution before us, Resolution R1-2011-0094, endorsing Russian River Watershed Association's seven principles and practices of Russian River-friendly landscaping.
Mr. Chair, I'll move we endorse the resolution, but I do want to propose an amendment prior to adoption.
Mr. Corbin.
I will first put it in motion, and we'll get a second, and then I'll make a proposed amendment. I move that we adopt resolution number R1-2011-0094.
All those in favor?
I wanted to make my amendment.
We second it without an amendment even. So.
We got a hair trigger over there. First of all, I really appreciate what's happened, but this is out of our standard regulatory practice, and so we're a little bit out of our standard language. And I appreciate both the intent of the principals and also that staff is flexible enough to present this to us, and so that's refreshing. But I do think, and we'll not change the actual resolution, but on the now, therefore, it be resolved that I would like to add the phrase while reserving any and all regional board rights. And then the rest of it reads exactly as proposed. And so I'll move that language be added.
Mr. Massey.
I would, a second would include that change.
Thank you.
Our vice chair is seeking clarification.
While reserving any and all regional board rights, the members of the regional board. It's just after that comma, while reserving any and all regional board rights.
Okay, comma. I'm good. Okay. Mm-hmm. All in favor as amended?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. And okay. Thank you for your presentation. It's clearly one of the more fun ones we'll have today.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, they're pretty boring. You need to educate them on this stuff.
Okay, looking at where we are in our agenda right now, the next order we're going to go is we're going to go to item 5. Excuse me, we will take item 5 for the update on our triennial review and then followed up by the temperature policy, but before that we are going to adjourn for a break, and I want to be back here at 10 o'clock sharp, specifically directing that to my board members.
No.
All right.
Okay. Back to order here. Hi, Holly.